late winner. Can you describe the emotion of that late free kick? I have to confess, I'm not really sure what happened there for a couple of seconds. It was a free kick being taken, seemed to come back off the bar, and then pandemonium.
Yeah, I suppose. Look, John, before I went up to take the free kick, he was saying, just make sure you beat the first man. And I think I had a bit of luck, kind of overheaded the keeper, took a step out, and it kind of, you know, it beat him, and just went in. So I think it was a bit of luck that I was due, because I had three or four strikes that one of them hit the post, and the keeper made a few saves from other ones. So I was kind of happy that I got a bit of luck in the end.
Can you describe your feelings as that ball kind of sailed in and you thought, here we go?
I didn't really know what I was doing, to be honest. I ran over to one side of the pitch and realised I was a bit of a buzz. But yeah, no, obviously it's a big win for us now, especially going down to 10 men. So now we just have to keep going, keep this run. The next game now on Friday against Cove will be another big test. So we need to carry on this momentum and pick up another 3 points on Friday.
Huge, huge character, because you started the game so well, and obviously going out to 10 men at the red card, kind of roll up the sleeves of defensive. But to get a late winner, you know, I know everybody's talking about it. And we can, it's very obvious to see the big run that, you know, since John has come in, what, 5 victories in the row now as well. It must be a great buzz in the camp, is there?
Yeah, I suppose, look, winning breeds confidence, and I think we're confident at the minute. I think when we're on our game, I think we'll be a match for anyone in the division. So look, we just have to take it one game at a time. And as I said, Cove on Friday now will be another big test, and we just have to get the 3 points. And we're not looking at anyone else's results. We just have to keep winning ourselves and see where it takes us.